Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And last night, Coach, your team taking on Clear Lake, falling in that contest 35-12. And, Coach, it seems like a common theme between me and you when we get together for these conversations. But I don't think that your team was outclassed last night. Just a couple of mistakes here or there gives the Lions enough points to defeat you.
Sure, yeah, I mean, you're 100% right on that one, Zarin. It's a very frustrating loss. I mean, we outgained them, had over 300 and some yards total offense, held them under what our team goal is, 220. Lost in the turnover battle, we just continue to make critical errors in crucial situations that caused us to get in a hole that we just can't get out of. And it's super frustrating. I know the kids are frustrated. You know, they had a great week of practice. They prepared well, and I thought they came out and played well for the majority of the game. We just had spells where we just made some huge mistakes that we just can't overcome. So, that's just, you know, when we get on the other side of that fence, we're going to be okay.
And, Coach, your team able to get a couple of turnovers early in that contest to score. You get a fumble and don't get too much going, but then you're able to recover the muffed punt and able to get in from 12 yards out. You lead 6-0. Let's talk from there.
Yeah, you know, Zarin, we talked all week. And even going into last week, we talked about wanting to come out and have a really good first quarter, because that seemed like the last few weeks where we really dug ourselves in a hole. And, boy, our guys came out, I thought, played a great first quarter. You know, got those turnovers, capitalized. You know, Ty Delavu hit Kellen Moore for a touchdown pass. We go up, you know, get a couple breaks, battle back and forth, take the lead coming out of the first quarter, go into the second. Clear Lake puts a nice drive together, and, you know, it's still a 7-6 ball game, and it's kind of back and forth until we get down to about that, you know, about that 9-minute mark, or about 3-minute mark of the second quarter. And the last 3 minutes of that second quarter, you know, we have a snap go over our head. They get their drive from about the 6-yard line, turn around. Next series, got a punt, mishandled the punt. They get the ball on the 40, score again. All of a sudden, we've given up 14 points right before half. We got to give them the ball coming out of half. And, you know, we give up pick six. So within 6 minutes of game clock time, we gave up 21 points. And just it was hard to recover. And then, you know, our guys kept fighting in that third quarter, played pretty well in fourth quarter, you know, went down and popped a couple in, and we were running the ball pretty well and felt pretty good about that. I thought our kids did a nice job with those things. You know, Andy Olson ran the ball really hard. He had 20 carries for 105 yards. You know, in that second half, Robe Beery really showed up, had a nice couple nice, really good receptions. He had like five of those for 43, and again, Kellen Moore had another good night with 6 receptions for 72 yards. Ran the ball hard, and then on defense, he's really hitting hard last night. That was one of his most physical football games he's had in a couple of weeks. And again, he was in on about 12, 13 tackles. So, you know, we had some really good things. I thought, you know, Ty Delavu did some really nice things. He was 21 for 37. 196 yards in that TD pass. Again, shows some really good stretches and some really good stuff that we're really excited about. We just, you know, we got to cut down the team on our turnovers and not being making crucial mistakes in critical situations.
Yeah, Coach, as you mentioned, we're going to talk a little defense now. And as you mentioned, Kellen Moore flying around last night. I'm sure Thomas Meyer waking up this morning will remember number two for sure. But talk a little bit about defensively for your team. I thought really good from my standpoint.
Yeah, you know, we just really had one challenging series where they did a nice job of making some adjustments to our scheme back on the weak side, running the little GT scheme back there and taking, you know, a little bit, putting a little pressure on our weak side on our five technique. We made some adjustments there and kind of got that shut down. You know, really, I felt like we played pretty well. I thought Sam Clausen had another nice game on the inside. You know, Vinny Feldman in position really shut down the Logie kid, who's one of the top receivers, if not the top receiver in the district, I think, statistically. And, you know, did a nice job. He made a couple nice catches, but he's a good receiver, and he went and got his. But Vinny, for the most part, shut him down. I thought Jack Thompson on the other side, we put him on number one. And he locked him down, and I think, I'm not even sure he got a reception. So, you know, really happy again with our secondary play. I thought they took that completely away from them, their passing game, and we put the pressure on the quarterback and took that part away from them. You know, again, outgained, well, held them to 211 yards, which is a nice night. Our tackling was about where we wanted it to be. We kept their third down conversions pretty low. I'll beat them every category statistically. Again, it goes to show that, you know, turnovers and penalties. You know, the penalties, we had eight. Obviously, Clear Lake's a very disciplined team. They only had one penalty. So, you know, they're obviously a football team, and we just can't make those mistakes and overcome them week in, week out.
And, Coach, with that, your team will go back on the road as you guys will travel to New Hampton next week to take on a New Hampton football team that fell to Osage last night. And I think that it was proven that some people didn't think it could happen, but it was proven that Braden McShane can be stopped. And that's a name that you guys, I'm sure, will know very much before next Friday, Coach.
Yeah, he's definitely somebody we got to focus on. You know, it's a tough, New Hampton's a tough place to go play. We, you know, we always have a lot of challenges when we go over there. It's just a tough environment to play in. You know, New Hampton does such a good job. They just don't make mistakes, and you know what they're going to do, but they just don't make any mistakes, and you've got to truly beat them. And, McShane will be a tough, you know, he'll be a tough stop. He runs the ball hard. But, you know, I know our guys can do that. We can play. We show flashes of playing some great defense. So I know we're going to be up to the task, and we've got some good tacklers that we'll try and put in position. We keep progressing the way we are offensively, cut down on those errors. I think we can put some points on the board. We did, again, we've got to do what we did last night. The week before, we talked about not running enough plays, and this week we ran 75 plays and possessed the ball over 30 minutes, and that was huge for us. We definitely got to do that again and try and keep the ball in McShane's hands and their offense. You know, one thing about their offense is if they get down, they're going to have a tough time coming back, because they're definitely pound, ground and pound kind of offense. So that'll be the keys for us this week and what we got to try and accomplish.
And, Coach, what are some things that maybe the Indians will work on at practice this week to get ready?
You know, we'll keep working on our scheme things. We've got to do things like we do each and every week to cut down on some of these errors. You know, like we just making plays, catching balls, getting our pass pro right. We got to do a better job up front, get Ty some more time. And we're definitely going to work on that a little bit, because that's usually New Hampton's answer, is to bring pressure. I'm not sure, you know, it's pretty tough to match us out there with our five skill guys. So that's usually our answer. So we got to continue that and progress our run game. Again, keep doing what we need to do, and then, you know, obviously be great tacklers. So those are the things we'll continue to focus on. We focus on them every week. The kids do a great job Monday through Thursday. We just got to get it. We got to get it put together for four quarters in the game, and come out and get this done.
All righty, Coach. Well, I want to thank you for your time. Before we let you go, or we should tell the listeners just a little bit of an update as per policy for New Hampton. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up that we will not have a video stream from New Hampton on Friday night. We'll have audio opportunities to listen to it, of course, on the radio, and then there will be an audio opportunity normally where the video stream is, but just want to get that out to the people starting now that unfortunately we will not have live video from New Hampton on Friday. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Z. I appreciate it.
That was Forest City head football coach Chad Moore.